Bit of a creepy one today.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah. Yep. This is a haunting. I would say this is a haunting episode. So if you want to skip
this
one.
My name's Tony. I'm Tony.
Hi, Tony. My name's Cleona.
Do you want to have breakfast together?
I thought you'd never ask. As soon as I get, I can't have breakfast today because surgery in 24 hours. But after that.
Oh, man. What kind of surgery?
Well, it's not looking good.
What?
I got,
this is going the whole episode. This is an hour of this conversation.
Yeah, we are, man. We are. They found something big in my back. I got to get it out. We'll see if it's benign.
So you would think benign. That this episode is about funny voices, probably, from right. what you heard.
Well, that's
so
an
far.
Aspect of it, though.
Right. That's just
it's,
one
it's an important
small
aspect
facet
of the subject.
Of the entire realm of puppetry is what we will be discussing today.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Nate, define puppets now. Define what a puppet is for everybody.
Oh, easily. A puppet is a external extension of a fabrical extension of a character creation used through the physical manipulation of the hand or a string. That's pretty much, if you looked at Webster's dictionary right now, it would say that exact word for word, what I just said, even the stuttering and the restarting.
You want to see my fabrical extension?
Okay, you know, Nate, pretty good. A movable model of a person or animal that is used
right.
in an
exactly
in entertainment
said.
And is typically moved by either strings controlled from above or by a hand
exactly.
up inside
exactly.
that thing.
Exactly.
Oh, there's many more. This is a basic. This is a very basic,
basic
definition.
Basic.
But of course, linguists will know. There are many interpretations of this
right.
word.
Yes.
I there's believe there's puppeteering another puppet
master.
And sure. has a very powerful position in the U.S. government right now.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Someone said the top position.
You're talking about the tangerine-flavored puppet?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's being operated by the Russian devil.
Yeah, that's right.
Poutine.
I would love to be a political puppet. Just somebody control me, tell me what to say, tell me what to do.
Then get your 10,000 hours, bro. 10,000 hours, you could be a political puppet if you put
in
the
being
work
being controlled.
Exactly. Exactly.
It takes
that's
more than
skill
you think.
Well.
You're laughing about it, but it takes more than you think.
Right.
Because that means you are efficient. For somebody to control you, it needs to be mindless and effortless.
Exactly.
And notice, by the way, how similar the word puppet is to pundit.
Pundit.
Not, I mean, I would say too similar, but
really compared to many other words, well, they sound similar. Pundit, puppet.
And is this ring a bell? From the Pirates of the Caribbean. Hello, puppet. Hello, puppet.
Yeah, that's good.
Hello, puppet.
God, your voices are awesome in this episode.
Those characters from Pirates of the Caribbean is me and Jack.
Oh, those two guys with the barnacles on their fucking heads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what should we do to them?
You know what I'm saying? The tort would bring us in to torture them, but then we get fucking sliced right away.
A spinoff. A
bro,
TV series.
Tell me that's
spin-off.
Not me and Jack.
Show me the picture.
Show
I
us the screen.
Hold on. I'm looking for the good picture.
Nice white iPhone.
Also, I love that we're the only podcast that like puts their phone up to the screen.
Yeah, that's very good.
Tell me that's not me and Jack. By the way, just so you know, that guy might look busted in his role because that's what his role is, but in real life, he hangs out with bad chicks and he's fucking jacked.
Oh, holy shit.
Okay.
God. Oh, wow. That's him.
That's him, bro. So, yeah.
So yeah.
Favorite puppet, favorite Muppet, bro.
There's so much to discuss. What I was gonna ask. That was literally the exact question I was gonna ask. Favorite puppet.
Mine would have to be.
Yeah, we can't not discuss the Muppets. Mm. I mean, they're. But what is yours, Eric?
Gonzo, I think.
Gonzo.
Do you remember Gonzo?
Of course.
What was his big thing? His eyebrows are.
He's got that crazy nose.
There's
Oscar the Grouch. There's fucking Bert and Ernie. This is Sesame Street, though, bro. Sorry. The Cookie Monster.
That's the same thing. Isn't the Sesame Street and the Muppets, they're like the same?
It's Jim Henson universe. Right? They are different characters.
Exactly. Bro. No,
the
that's
Muppets
the same.
Don't cross over.
To me, that's the same.
Sesame Street. Nah, you need to get educated. There's because the Muppets has Gonzo,
Kermit,
Miss Piggy.
You don't have to do
the crazy wild animal.
That was sexual.
We know.
Very sexual.
What'd you say?
Nate's upset that you're doing voices. He's kind of jealous. I can feel like he's very jealous.
Well, I've let go of all ego, and now I just
really just today.
Yeah,
I've been like tripling down on ego. I'm like doing I'm like going to open mics in Bushwick and like strong arming people,
confronting the audience afterwards while they weren't laughing.
Yeah,
I'll get it.
I could use some more ego in my life. I want the opposite of an ego death. Yeah.
Tell Jack about the cakes that you told me about this morning in the pool.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The cake. This is actually some great, solid advice. I mean, it's not funny at all. It's just a way of living. Wait, let me actually pull up. I have the book right here. I bet I could find it, so I could have a better version of describing it, because I described it so horribly to you. So this is There's two cakes you can eat from, Jack, and it has to do with ego, okay? And I want to know which cake you would like a slice from, and I'd like to know what slice of cake the listeners would like from as I try to find this. I'm flipping through an entire book right now. Oh, I found it.
What slice would you like from?
Which slice would you like from? This is the good or evil wedding cakes. Okay, so right there, it just kind of has a leading
wedding.
Do you want the evil one or the good one? But I'm just going to paint it as cake number one and cake number two. Okay?
Okay.
Cake number one. The bottom layer of this cake is doubt. Okay?
What? Hell nah.
All right. And what's on top of that, and I'll go into the greater meaning of this afterwards. Okay. The second layer on top of that is proof. And the top of the cake is egotism. Okay. That's the first cake.
The fuck is egotism?
Second cake. The bottom layer, which is the base, the most important one, is based on faith. The second layer, action. And the third layer is confidence. Now let's dive into that. First cake. Egotism. Let me start over. It's literally trying to
egotism.
Read one word. I just got into one word for that sentence.
The book is shaking.
Okay. Egotism insists on proof of its correctness, which rests on the presence of doubt. This is a shit cake and a terrible way to live. This is literally in the
They're cursing.
You either end up as a know-it-all or you're mostly wrong. And the second cake, confidence, is built on action, which relies on faith. This faith is freely chosen and will feel like an irrational choice. This is the only way to stay connected to the universe, and it's delicious. So which cake would you like a slice from, Jack?
I want the fucking egotism cake.
No, bro.
Why did I know you were going to fucking...
No.
What the fuck? Built on doubt.
I think that this book has been written by a fucking devil. What's their name?
Stutz, dude. Jonah Hill's therapist.
Philip K. Stutz wrote this shit? Yeah. That changes everything Jonah I ever Hill's fucking
therapist,
thought.
Bro.
Hill Stutz.
Look, oh, yeah, that thing's fucking working. He's walking around bleaching his hair blonde and doing 8 classes of jiu-jitsu.
Four films that we don't know about yet.
Oh, yeah. Films. What's the film? He's making a documentary called Shopping for Brain Cells at the Dumbass Facility. This guy's a fucking wreck.
Shopping for Brain Cells at the Dumbass Facility.
I know what I said. Now watch. Let me try and rebut this because I really think that was the dumbest thing I ever fucking heard. You're telling me that the evil cake is the one where you start on a foundation of doubt, aka skepticism, and genuine curiosity.
Oh,
at which point you then do research to find
the final
facts.
Boss.
Nate, shut up. To find facts. That's the second fucking layer of the cake. What the fuck is wrong with facts? Y'all? Then what's the last thing?
The second layer
is mixing up the cake. You're mixing up the cake, bro,
once again. Classic baker mistake.
No, please. Then the top layer of the cake is egotism of this one.
Listen, doubt, proof, and egotism. Proof that your doubt is correct.
And then on top of that, egotism to cover up this shit.
No, wait, but this is all wrong. The bottom layer is doubt, and then you did research on so doubt is healthy to have at the bottom. You don't want pride at the bottom of a cake. You want the doubt as the base.
No one said there's no proud cake. You just invented another cake.
No, but what?
You're pulling flavors out of thin air, bro. These are researched flavors. They're rooted in truth.
I disagree with the top layer of cake A. You're telling me that a healthy skepticism followed by a layer of research and hypothesis and research leads to ego? No, that leads to.
You're hearing this wrong on purpose.
What are you talking about?
And then the second cake, you might need to genuinely.
I really don't think I understood you.
Hold on, let's go through it again. I really don't think you understand.
I got it.
Let me hear the Eric.
This cake spoke to me this morning. This fucking cake was speaking to me in the pool as we were treading water. Because trust me, I've had both slices of both of these cakes. The first cake, the bottom layer is your life is rooted in doubt. I suck. I'm fat. I'm unlovable.
Thoughts you've never had, doubting that you can be loved.
And so what do you do to when you feel that doubt? That second layer is you go seek for proof that you're right. Because the last thing you want to find is proof, but you're predisposed to find things that you're already feeling. Like if you're feeling unlovable, you're going to go find people that don't love you around you. If you're feeling unconfident, you're going to find situations that make you feel unconfident. Now, to cover all of that up, the top layer is egotism, which is just, you know, being out there in the world, seeking for the easy validation, covering all that shit up with quick, cheap validation. Right, Nate?
External.
Right.
You're doing a great job. That seems to be the disgusting frosting on top.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other cake is built on it. What's the first layer?
Faith.
Faith that you are a good person, that you have stuff to contribute. The second layer is action. So you're saying, I have stuff to contribute. I'm a good person. I'm going to act on that and go do stuff with my life. I'm going to go write my story.
Okay, I'm going to go volunteer
at the fucking hospice. Whatever. Action on the faith. And the top layer from that, the solution from both of those things or the, you know, result is real confidence, not egotism, which is just fake and can be whispered away with one single Reddit comment.
Okay, can I explain myself?
Please, bro, please.
Please.
The reason I reacted so violently is because I didn't realize that this was a conversation about mental health. I thought this was a conversation about science. So in terms of the scientific method, I was thinking, what? You're telling me it's a good thing? You tell me it's a good thing to ignore information and go off of blind faith and then act on that immediately?
Right. Interesting.
I see. Is it not something
I would recommend is to act based on nothing. That's not scientific. And then the result of acting on not knowing being confidence, that's what I would call a fool's cake in terms of science. But now I realize we're talking about emotion. So I think I just... Right. Yeah.
I think that's just which cake that you want a slice from, Jack.
Yeah, which cake are you slice on with the?
Now I want the cake that makes me happy.
Okay, which one would
and
that
I
be?
I need that cake this week. I see what you're saying. It's the cake that doesn't indulge in negative and destructive thought patterns.
Good. Good. That's right. Just what we wanted to hear, bro.
And so finds validation from
the good wedding cake. This is the good
now
one.
Now I do, yeah. But if I choose this for emotions, but if this was for a scientific method, I would choose the one. Interestingly, I wouldn't choose that. But yeah, I'm sorry. And that's a class. Yeah.
How many people do you think were getting fucking fully sexually turned on by marionettes in the 1800s? How many people had to leave the room, leave the theater?
What a pivot.
Excuse me.
Way to bring us back on topic, man.
Epigenetically, damn. I can say at least two people were, aka my great 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 grandparents. Yeah.
Do you think that they were having the marionettes do it all dirty? Or was that a crime punishable by
you
death?
You must have not seen one of the best movies of all time, Team America.
Team America. I actually have never seen it.
Eric, you're kidding.
No, bro.
It's genuinely...
Why would he joke about that?
I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's one of the funniest movies ever made. My favorite scene in it is where they have the puppets having sex. Of course.
Damn.
Because it looks like
of course.
It's two people with like marionette style puppets and they're just like banging them together. And it looks so, it's like one of the funniest like physical gags like ever done.
Wait, speaking of you liking that being your favorite part of the movie, should we read the review that was on Apple Reviews for our podcast?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Made me laugh. Okay, the title of 5 stars, by the way. This person loved it. This is from TrickDaddy99. The title of the review is 3 Addicts, 1 Goal. And here's the review. A raging alcoholic, degenerate gambler, and sexual deviant fight to find meaning in the meaninglessness and spark a joy-based revolution.
Yes.
That is basically, the alcoholism part's not true, but the rest of it is 100% true, bro.
It makes me want to open a restaurant.
Oh, well, we've talked about the sauna.
We've talked about a lot.
Yo, Jack, speaking of the sauna, need to tell you, we are making major strides with the men at our gym in the morning.
Oh, good God.
They're starting to say hello to us. They're starting to joke around with us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're starting getting to nods. Like us.
They're even paying close attention to what we're doing in there. An example is...
In the gym?
How did you do that?
There was a guy... What's that?
Consistency. We just kept going, bro. That's the answer to almost everything. Consistency.
But a guy was like, hey, you guys were on the elliptical for 10 minutes, right? And he kind of like called us out for like barely.
He called us out for barely being on the elliptical. But what he didn't see was us shooting hoops.
Basketball.
And also us doing fucking
bench presses.
Back and by.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Nate, by the way, Jack, I don't know if you've seen his body lately, but Nate is getting muscular.
I haven't seen it lately. I've only seen his head and his hand.
I'll text you some pictures of my body.
Yeah,
show me to me, Rachel.
Right.
That's
good. I'm proud of you guys.
I need abs fucking now, dude. That's all I want right now. And that's like the thing I never work out.
Are you Are you revealing them yet, or are you building
I'm going to have a fucking crazy carousel reveal once I get the abs.
I mean, are you cutting? Are you...
That's how you do it, cutting. Right? You have to lose the body fat. What if I just get my abs so big that it pushes through the fat? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a strategy.
Hey, Eric, we're doing a podcast, man.
I wanted to show you guys something. Okay. That's what I'm looking up. It's something to show you guys. I'm not being distracted. I'm listening. I'm doing deep listening.
I just love when you show you. Get up or
Jesus.
Oh wow. Wow.
We're having an amazing time, man. Pope Francis is having a good ass time.
There's the three of us right there.
Mary Magdalene.
Oh, he's having a great time.
Oh, he's got the good house, the baddest chick in heaven. If you're the Pope, man, that is the VIP gated community in heaven. And by the way, there is classism in heaven based on how much you sin.
Definitely.
And how much.
As it should be.
Yeah, yeah. There's probably some violent revolution that's about to happen in heaven because there's so much inequality going on up there. Because all the priests and all of the ancient saints have been there, and it just keeps on adding up. The degenerates who get into heaven increases, but the saints are shrinking, you know, comparatively.
Right, we're getting less.
All the power.
But you saw that. You saw someone was like, please talk about this. You saw the millennial saint, the guy who's about to be the first millennial saint.
No.
That is so arrogant.
He's dead. He's dead and gone.
Wait, what? Who's dead?
The saint. He died.
The millennial?
The millennial saint died? So he got sainted, and now he has passed away since.
There he is up in the coffin.
Oh, what's going on there?
I think he's got an iPhone, actually.
Is he wearing Adidas? What is that?
Adidas. He's Italian teen. Carlos Acutis is the first millennial saint, God's influencer.
And how he's been removed?
He used social media to spread the word of Christ. Just put it that way. Something that you're too cowardly to do, Nate.
Here's all I got to say. If you are rocking with a religion and you are a saint of that religion and you go ahead and drop dead like a flea at fucking 31, I'm going to go ahead and say, let me try out a different religion.
Well,
here's what's up. Here's what's up. God was like, you're too good for this earth. Like, we need, you know, we need to speed up this process and get you in heaven right now because, like, no millennial has been like this. We need you.
You guys know this song by Eiffel 65? Too much of heaven will bring you underground. Heaven, yeah.
What Eiffel 65 is talking about is the great balance. Too much of one thing can lead to pain. Who was Acutis? Acutis was an Italian teen who used his tech skills to spread the Catholic faith. He was born on May 3rd, 1991, shout out, in London, and died in 2006 in Italy after battling leukemia.
Ooh. Wait, I do remember this news story suddenly.
Before his death, he considered becoming a priest. The teens, now, hear me out. What does this word mean? Beatification, that means becoming a pope, a priest, took place in 2020, meaning the pope declared the teen attained the blessedness of heaven. Wow. He was given the title of blessed. Please give me that title.
The blessed
the
one?
Poop.
He did two healings. What? He did two healings. He prayed for a girl who fell off her bike. She did two miraculous healings. And she survived.
He did a scrape. Oh, no. She really got fucked up.
She got fucked up bad, and he prayed for her, and she was all right.
I have a prediction about the Pope. The next, whatever, the selection for the next pope. I have a prediction that Russell Brand is going to move to the Vatican because you know how he's like hella Catholic now? And he's going to become a cardinal.
I don't
think
you just move there.
I've looked into it. Cardinal. You can get an apartment. There's like a sick fucking... No, I have no idea. You could move to the Vatican. They have Starbucks there probably. Like they need workers. You know what I'm saying?
Have you been, bro? Have you been? To the Vatican.
No, have you?
It's a country.
I've been there, bro.
What I'm saying is there's
janitors indoors.
It legit smells amazing.
No, the whole city.
Does
the
Vatican have it indoors?
But the janitors are probably from Italy, which surrounds the Vatican.
They commute in. Oh, no. Yeah, right. No, there's got to be one, like, banging apartment complex where all the cardinals live and they all get to, you know, play billiards.
Should we look at Zillow? Look at the Vatican Zillow?
Oh, yeah. Maybe there's a Trader Joe's at the bottom floor. You don't even have to fucking go outside in the winter. It's that nice. You see what I'm saying?
This gives me the same feeling of when we moved to Brooklyn and I saw the Hasidic Jewish people and I thought, I wouldn't mind just escaping everything and becoming one of them right now. And can you imagine just escaping all of the sin, all of the social media, and going to the Vatican and studying?
Right. Yeah. Especially in those. They have the Duolingo yet? Their libraries are on fucking crack, dude. Crack cocaine, man. They got the best libraries in the world. They have ancient knowledge. Oh,
they have.
You realize that, right?
Trust me, I just visited that in the Indiana Jones game. I was in the Vatican libraries, literally.
Away,
I mean, digitally.
Secret knowledge.
Here's what it says. The clergy basically are the only people that live there, but the other people that live there are the Swiss guards.
Are they bunking?
That protect the Vatican. So we could become Swiss guards.
Dude, that seems like
they do have some of the most busted fits.
A Swiss, because nobody's like,
Nate,
is anybody like
fit is busted?
No, that's sick.
They're not protecting shit. They don't even have guns.
They're not doing anything. Nobody's going to the Vatican to like kill. You know what I'm saying? When was the last like murder in the Vatican?
Not yet. Not fucking yet. I don't know.
They got the Sarah Sherman fit on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How to become a search that.
What are these fools guarding? They don't look they've got the armor on top of their head. I guess they're protected from fucking miniature asteroids.
Right, good point. Nah.
But to the body, candidates, unless there's something under that. They've got
candidates
halberds.
For the Swiss Guard must be a man. Wow, very sexist. Between the age of 19 and 30, who is practicing Catholic and a Swiss citizen. So we'd have to de-age ourselves. We had to have to go back in time
and become
a Swiss citizen. To
why is the why Swiss?
And they must have impeccable health.
Well, bro, why do you think we've been going to the Y? Why do you think we've been doing Stairmaster for 10 minutes? Why do you think we've been bench pressing over 185 pounds, bro?
Is it because of the Pope?
Please bring the fucking Swiss Guard scouts to Los Angeles to the YMCA, and you will find very easily
the Swiss Guard auditions.
And I am not above lying about my age to get into the guard.
I'm not above much at all. But
I'll tell you,
there's
probably a commander level where you could be above the age of 30. You know what I'm saying? Like they're superior.
Oh, like a strategist, like a tactical officer.
Well, what the fuck are they doing right now? Because there's no Pope, hey. So what are they guarding? Just
they're protecting the conclave, dude. If you watch the movie, like I asked you to.
Is that an area? I'm not watching movies right now. I'm doing reading only.
Conclave is the movie starring Ralph Fiennes, where he's one of the cardinals that selects who the next Pope is. So it's very relevant to what's happening right now. I'll just say this. I'm praying that Cardinal Sarah is not elected.
Why? And who the fuck is that?
He's homophobic, dude.
Oh, he?
An extreme. Yeah, it's a man named Sarah. Sarah.
Last name, like Michael Sarah?
For the Pope?
It's one of the candidates.
And do they have to do like a walk-off, like Zoolander?
There's an Asian one. I think he's Filipino.
Who will be the next pope? For sure.
Bro, we should be starting the betting pool with Joy Tacticians immediately. Who you guys got? Pietro Parolin, age 70, softly spoken. I like the sound of that. Luis Antonio Gokim Tagli, Filipino, 67. He has decades of pastoral experience. Wow, there's some good candidates here.
Any baptized Catholic male is eligible?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's fucking up for grabs. Probably some people who are listening are up for grabs. And do they just go through the fucking phone book? Or they're only choosing from cardinals? Because they could, I wouldn't mind seeing a grassroots campaign from somebody and just shake it up enough with the fucking...
The Jill Stein of popes, you know, like some...
The Jill Stein of popes.
The first pope from Downers Grove, Illinois.
Look at this guy's name. Did you say this guy? Pierre Battista Pizzaballa.
Say it again.
P- Pierre Batista Pizza Bala.
Pizza?
Yeah, this guy.
Cardinal, I mean, Mark Outlet.
This Italian Man, guy ever in my life. Luis Antonio.
How about this one? Fridolin Mbongo Basungu. That is a fucking amazing name. And he's only 65. And he's from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, wow. There's Sarah.
Okay. I have a way to relate this to the topic, all right?
All right.
On the topic of puppets. The Pope is the puppet of God, right?
One of them. Right.
The Swiss Guard are the puppets of the Pope, right?
One of them.
Right. The children of the Swiss Guard are the puppets of the Swiss Guard, right? The Swiss Guard get to come home and scream at them. Whatever, probably let out the rage they feel because they're silent all day. They're repressed. They're being forced to be guards. It's the last thing they wanted. They wanted to be artists. So you see how there's a line of, you see how the puppet cycle of violence sort of goes up and down?
Right.
Well, it's a negative framing of puppeteering, I noticed, that you just used, because you said the guy goes home and screams at his kids as puppets. A lot of times puppets, and this is how I know puppets, is these are extensions, as we spoke about, meant for you to express yourself, often through song. And I'll make it personal. I think what maybe not a lot of people know is that I wasn't the smartest student growing up. I didn't quite understand it at things in class. I did kindergarten twice out of my own free will and wanting to do. And then I couldn't figure anything out. All of a sudden, second grade rolls around. And what happens? Well, we put on a puppet show as a second grade class. And there's a very large role to play the tickle monster, like a giant fucking puppet, and do a little song or something. Sing a song as this puppet, solo. And, you know, I wasn't a theater guy growing up. I never did any of that. I didn't feel comfortable expressing myself. But for that one period of time in second grade, through this puppet, I was able to express myself publicly and feel confident for the first time. That's interesting.
Wow.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Damn, it does make me think I should tell that to my therapist.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you down here that you should be speaking about with your therapist.
I would if she'd answer my fucking calls.
For me, was when I played Jesus in the school.
You got to play the Lord Jesus Christ?
I got to play Jesus Christ.
In church or in?
On a mission trip.
On a mission trip.
I'm dressed in all white.
What story were you portraying? Was it the going out into the
desert? It was a new story.
It was a new story.
It was like a mime. Like a mime thing where I converted sinners into
you made up
disciples.
Like,
mute Jesus.
I want to turn everyone on to one of the sweetest things I've ever seen that is sort of centers around a puppet. Now, and it's up for debate. Is Big Bird a puppet or is that a man in an outfit?
That's a man in an outfit, right?
Well, I would see that more as like a
tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, if I could be honest.
This is Sesame Street circa 1970s. They don't make it like that anymore. And what happens is there was a beloved character on the show called Mr. Hooper. Now, Big Bird loved Mr. Hooper. And he loved him so much, he drew pictures of him like this.
Oh, look at this. Look at me. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you see that?
That's a good way to start a new job. Hey, right, everyone.
Hey. I drew everybody.
Yeah, I just wanted to get right in and get personal. I drew everybody.
Do you have a resume or a cover letter?
There's Mr. Hooper.
Oh, he's got not much going on.
And he's dead, right? This is what this is leading to, right, Eric? Mr. Hooper's died violently, or he's just a sexual deviant, or what happened to him, Eric?
He's got a lap dance with a knife in the back pocket. Never could they have known.
What's happened here is that the actor who played Mr. Hooper has, I'm not going to play the whole video, we'll link it in the chat. The actor who has played Mr. Hooper has passed away. right? He was an old man. Very sweet.
Good call, Nate. Yes. Good call.
And Big Bird has never experienced death. He's a child. I mean, he's tall as hell, so you'd expect
Big Bird is how old is Big Bird?
I think Big Bird's about 4.
Yeah, but the show's been going on for like fucking
well, you have to suspend your disbelief for shit like this.
Maybe the show's in fast motion.
You mean slow?
I'm not sure.
No, it's so fast, the speed of light, time freezes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever happened, Mr. Hooper is dead and gone, and Big Bird on camera is being taught about what death is. He says, "Can I go visit him?" No, you can't. You can't go see him. He's gone.
See his grave.
And the rest of the cast is basically has just dealt with their actual cast member, fellow cast member dying, and so they're very emotional, explaining what has happened, and it is one of the saddest fucking things I've ever seen.
Eric, I have a prompt for you. You have to describe on a kids show one of the characters has gone into a coma, and we just got the flat line just happened, and you need to describe to kids as a teaching moment about comas and that people can pass away. And your character is like maybe like a cowboy or something like that, but you don't have to do an accent.
All right. So you play a loaf of bread, Nate. You play a loaf of bread that's come to life, and you're coming in wondering where Mrs. Dreon is.
Okay. All right. Let me get into character. I'm a loaf of bread that's come to life. You're a cowboy.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to fit like what this world is or what this
show
is.
Jack, you're my sidekick.
I am?
Is he a piece of food or just like a human?
Nah, you are a very old man.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, what happened? Is Miss... what's her name? Miss...
Dreon.
Dreon. I saw that she didn't come into the saloon today. What happened?
Why don't you come on over here, Samuel? Why don't you come sit up on my knee right now, please?
I can't. I'm a piece of bread. I don't have legs. I'm
here. Get over here, Samuel. Stop fighting with me. All right. All right. Come here. I got you.
All right.
I'd help get you up there, but I'm a little old.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen. Well, so ask me the question again, Samuel. What seems to be the problem? What are you so worried about?
Miss Dreon was supposed to be here in the saloon, and she's not here.
All right. Well, you know that big fat horse over there? You like that one? That horse that you like to go pet?
Yeah.
Well, Miss Dreon got basically, you can see those sharp hooves, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, Miss Dreon startled the horse. Boom, she got basically popped out up in the face. And she's in what we call a coma right now.
What's a coma?
That is a medical sleep that is very difficult to wake up from. Very difficult. And in our world, in the Old West world, we definitely don't have the technology to deal with that. So I'm going to tell you right now, in the future, in the 2020s, maybe we give her the medicine to bring her back. Right now, basically, she's a sleeping beauty that is fated to pass away imminently. She's might as well be gone.
Wow.
Yep, and let me know if you need anything, but I'm old. I'm a bit old. I'm here for you.
Yeah, don't you guys miss fucking improv, bro? Imagine in front of 700 fucking improv students who've paid for the improv intensive, and they're losing their minds. They're buying a shot.
I would give anything to leave a family behind in the middle of the night and go teach improv.
Say the word. Anybody say the word, we'll fly anywhere. We have friends that have taught improv in China. We'll go behind enemy lines. We'll do it in Ukraine.
Yeah, we can bring nations together through the power of improvisation. I believe
we can
do
more than that. We can bring species once the alien disclosure finally fucking happens.
Teaching them busted improv scenes.
Teaching the light beings busted it. Yes, hand exercises.
Wow, that was incredible. That worked.
So watch that. Watch Big Bird at Jim Henson's funeral. That's also a tear jerker. check out John Candy's funeral. That one's fucking sad too. This is all online. You can watch all this stuff.
Yeah, if you're looking for anything to make you feel horrible about just death, let us know anytime, and we'll send a couple of recs over and get that spiral going.
You should start a playlist, Eric, of like just sad, I don't know, just all of your YouTube videos that you reference. And they're just all.
Oh, I will. I definitely will.
Eric's somber death playlist.
I'm finding a song that I think people have been setting to sad Michael Jackson edits, missing him.
Oh, let's hear it.
Speaking of the dead, human nature. Human nature.
By the way, we probably have to discuss Jeff Dunham at some point. The comedian.
You mean the god
of ventriloquisms?
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Sounds nice.
Discuss Jeff Dunham to this, yeah, please.
Jeff Dunham.
Give a little ode to Jeff Dunham and what he's done.
Pig. Who needs to be fucking taken out. He's one of the richest comedians on the fucking planet. And he should, and he doesn't deserve his success. He needs to stop the racism. He needs to meet other cultures. And he needs to know what that his words have more impact and his puppetry and his characters have more impact than he has. And he needs to just check his fucking privilege, bro. All
right, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Doing what I asked.
I'll say that in the front. Fucking, I'll buy a ticket. Wait, buy the VIP $800 Vegas ticket to Jeff Dunham and get up on stage and fucking protest.
That's general admission prices for his ass. You're gonna need to cough up a little more than that, man.
All right.
To get the box seats.
$800. You're spending $1,200 to see. You know.
Do you think ventriloquism is easy or difficult?
I'm not doubting the difficulty of ventriloquism. I think that is a very skillful art form. I would never. Could you guys do it at all?
Let me suck it.
No, saw your lips move.
Hey guys, what's it gonna be today for you?
Hey, let me suck your dick.
Who was that?
Who said that?
I don't know.
Yeah, let me try. Hey, come over here for a second. Let me just try and suck on that.
Yeah, I did. I suck it.
Oh, that's a good strategy. Keep the teeth like this.
Do I suck it?
Hey, man, can I suck on it?
Hey, I'm one of your neighbors. I just moved in. Can I suck it?
Let me get a taste of that thing.
I have to go door to door platonically sucking on it.
Yeah.
Suck it, ventriloquism puppetry show. Interesting.
Yet who's the most incredible, baddest puppet of them all?
Oh shit, Miss Piggy. Yeah.
No, chill. That's the easy answer, bro. Of course it's Miss Piggy.
Let me look at the puppets. Female puppets. Let's see what we got.
Sexiest.
Here. Sexy as fuck puppets.
Sexiestfemalepuppets.com.
Oh shit.
Oh, I'm seeing there's more than I knew about, bro. Wow.
Puppet, famous puppets.
A lot of these are fan-made puppets, though. They're not official puppets. They're just garage creations.
Right, like shit you can buy on fucking Poshmark or something.
You know who? Yeah, you know who are sexy? The Bratz. Those dolls are more.
Are they of age?
Dolls?
If they're not of age, then take me out back and fucking execute me.
All right. I'll
if they are, I stand by my statement.
How old are Bratz dolls?
I make sure you put the Z on that thing.
Oh, you're good. They're fucking 24.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh,
hell yeah.
Because I need to run businesses and stuff, and you need a license. You need to be of age for that. So... what else?
Yeah, I'm seeing there's a huge hole in the market for baddie puppets, you know? And Bratz are dolls. Mm-hmm. They're not puppets.
Right, I know. I got confused. I got caught up in the moment. Forgive me.
It's hard to realize or think about or remember any fucking puppets.
Well, there's only so many puppets.
I'm seeing a lot of them being male.
You know who's a puppet?
Yoda.
Yoda?
Yoda.
Oh, she could get
it. Yeah. The female Yoda. Yep.
Yodo.
Suck on it, I must.
Well, there's a good, you know what? If you search Yoda eating pee pussy, well, you know.
Oh, there's yeah, a that's couple my images favorite, there. My favorite image of all time.
And I think
like I should, when I got that image, I was just like whipping it out at very, you know, I have an image of like somebody like basically jacking off on a Yoda.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Let me give like a congratulations.
It's the best photo I've ever seen in my life. I have a whole series of sexual Yoda pictures on my phone, and it's like, it's the funniest thing on the planet. It's the funniest image ever.
And why is that funny, dude? Because Yoda's different?
I don't like to go
into... Is that
what
you're gonna
say? I don't like to intellectualize humor.
Why don't y'all click on the image I just linked?
Why can't you just laugh at something?
All right, Eric just sent us an image of a green fleshlight in between a mattress and the bed frame with a sexy picture of Yoda's headshot.
This is what I'm talking about, man.
That's a female Yoda.
I don't know if that is.
Yeah, bro.
No, it is. It is.
Yoda doesn't have hair like that.
Trust me.
Well, it doesn't make it a female automatically.
Right, but I could tell by her features.
Well, you have to ask. Now watch this. I want to congratulate Patrick Duran from Podcast About List, because if you Google Yoda eating pussy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he is the 6th result.
Oh, shout out.
Isn't that cool? And that's the last time I'll say the P word.
Yeah, I don't
before
like
I say it on my deathbed.
I don't like hearing that from you guys.
I will say on my deathbed.
Let's see a YouTube video.
Enough.
Oh, here's the one. Here's the best one. Here, let me send this in the chat real quick. And you can just imagine this. Just use your imagination.
It's a long link.
I'm waiting for the apocalypse this summer. What we got here?
Oh, yeah, these are some good pictures.
Isn't that the greatest image ever?
There's a lot of good ones. But well, you didn't send one. You sent a Google.
The whole link.
You sent
a Google.
Google image Yoda pussy.
What's that one Yoda going down on like a fucking, is that Venezuela with eyes?
Well, the one I'm referencing right now, can you attach images on this fucking shit? Let's try. Let's see if Zencaster is. Damn it. No.
I want to fucking yell at somebody. Right,
we're getting off track. We're getting way off track.
What?
Oh, you know what is a great masterful puppet is what's that movie, the Crystal, Dark Crystal,
Falcor,
The Dark Solid Crystals, starring David Bowie.
That's another Jim Henson joint, but fantastic use of puppetry and character design.
Is James and the Giant Peach a puppet, or is that just a peach?
These are questions I'm not sure we know the answers to.
You know who's got puppet vibes as a human is Willem Dafoe.
Because he's got that kind of detachable jaw that just drops.
Yeah.
Like a shark.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Willem Dafoe. I'd like to have yogurt with him. Imagine
I wonder if there's a therapeutic element to puppeteering. If we could get out all our podcast beef.
Stuttering while saying that.
But you can't imagine like getting,
of course.
Getting the emotions out.
Go to the puppet. Get to the border of North and South Korea and put on fucking whatever, some Bruno Mars music and just have them look at each other. Watch, I can't imagine
I'm
they
not
would.
Leaving the I'm getting something. I'm not leaving.
What are you doing? Leaving. All
right. You're literally leaving right now.
I don't know if it's better when he announces it or doesn't announce it.
He said, I'm not leaving, and then got up and left.
And left, yeah.
Huh.
Should we continue discussing? Remember that show, Crank Yankers? Are those puppets?
Oh.
Those are. Don't bring them up because they are fucking evil, by the way.
How are they evil?
The people pranking them.
You need to familiarize yourself with the concept of a native son, Eric.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's very clear because you're privileged, so you wouldn't know what that is.
Well, somebody the thing I wanted to bring up was, okay. Bro, remember these?
Eric has a sock on his hand, and he's doing a sock puppet. Yeah, I do remember that.
Was there, Eric, I just have to ask, when you were getting that sock out, was there like another sock next to it that looked so disgusting and you're like, I'm gonna get this one, like like one that you probably should have thrown away?
No, these are like cleaner than you could imagine. These have been put through the washer many
times. Hey, I'll shout some socks out, hold on.
You should do a little Lonnie with the sock, Eric. I feel like people have been really begging for we haven't had a Lonnie return. And
it has to be organic. I'll just put it that way. It can't be. It has to come out of like really wanting to do it, or else it won't feel real.
Okay. I respect that, and I respect you.
What'd you guys just say? Because look at these. These purple. Are some nice colored socks that were sent to me by our friend of the show, Daphne, with the tech deck.
Oh, those look sick.
I'm trying to get her to shake.
Say, slow down.
Slow down. These socks. I haven't worn them yet.
Wow.
Those are brand new, color. Man.
I like those style of socks. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'll be wearing those to laser tag.
Mm-hmm. You're playing laser tag?
Once a week.
You have a once scheduled a laser tag yep. meetup? With who? Yep.
Just a bunch of Gambling Anonymous, a bunch of guys from that.
Are you really playing laser tag?
No, man. Where the fuck am I going to? They don't build cool shit like that in New York.
Either. You know, I have played sick laser tag. That's actually fun and not dorky.
Yeah, right. It's also, for fucking kids, man. Grow up.
No, man. Imagine this. You have a fucking suit on you that vibrates very painfully every time you get shot.
Oh, that's
imagine
nice.
This. The guns look like real AR-15s. Imagine this. If you get to the top of the tower in this laser tag arena that I went to in rural Illinois, you can hop on a laser Gatling gun. So,
wow. And you're playing against like 4-year-old children. You're a full grown.
No, man. I'm playing against veterans that get their shit out.
Oh, yeah. You've just had 16 fucking Yingling and you're ready to get some energy out.
Drive home. No problem.
Bring your own custom, bring the custom laser.
Bring the
custom laser gun.
The custom painful laser gun.
Yeah.
The just tattoo removal gun.
I would like that.
When is fucking haptic feedback going to take off? This is what I've been wondering.
Asking for haptic feedback for fucking years.
I need that shit, dude. I need to be in a haptic feedback suit 24/7 while I'm just scrolling online and you're just like on E-Bombs World and you're scrolling through the articles and just something is like a little wet on the article or just kind of, you know, it's in tune with what you're. Oh, wouldn't it be amazing? Just thought of this, a haptic feedback book. You're reading a book and it senses where you're at in the book. So if you're on a boat, it's kind of like rocking you a little bit. If there's a, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you got to try it out when you read Lonesome Dove.
By the way, I'm going to start that.
That's what Nate told me this morning in the sauna.
It's 800 pages. You guys believe in me? You think I can do it?
Yeah, dude. So that'll take, a long time.
4 years.
I bet you get most of it done and then let your kids finish that thing off.
You got 80 days to finish Lonesome Dove.
People wanted the book club, by the way. They said,
I'm down to start it.
I'll moderate it. I'll host it. I'll not be part of it, but I'll host it.
Week to
hey,
week,
everybody, you know.
Eric read 40 pages of Lonesome Dove and Jack, you kind of moderate it, and then me and Eric kind of have a discussion on it. And Jack, you basically are reading the book through our sort of lens and our interpretation of the book, because everybody interprets things differently. You know that, right? You can take away from art what you want. It's subjective.
I'm the one who told you that, bro.
Yeah, thank you, by the way, for that. But I see paintings in such a different way now.
You know what's fun when you're a kid and you go and you argue about who introduced who to different music and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I introduced you to that, man. I introduced you to that.
Right.
So, yeah, I do know about that. I do know about fucking Franz Ferdinand. The B-side tracks.
Franz Ferdinand. Bring them back now.
I did like some of that.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Remember Come On Home? Come on home. I think that was in a skateboarding video.
I need to go back and listen again immediately.
I need to reconnect with my childhood friends. It's so crazy to have childhood friends and you just never fucking talk to them again. I remember my one childhood friend, he we must have been 21 or something. I was about to be a freshman in college, and he stopped by Chicago and said, dude, I'm making $80,000 a year. I don't even know what to do with all this money. Just like buy cars.
I think I remember you telling me about this in Chicago, and I couldn't imagine someone making $80,000.
I know, and this was a young man, first year out of college, went to college at the correct age. I was like,
well, do the face, do the face. Cannot get enough of that face. Okay. All right. We'll give you guys joy.
Tariffs are about to sink in. Oh, what gave us joy? Let's see here. Well, it couldn't be food because I haven't fucking eaten any food yet today. So that's giving me pissed off.
Damn. Well, okay. I got one.
Okay.
I just got some new Levi's jeans.
Crisp.
Dark wash. Blue dark wash denim. Crispy.
You need to pair that with some all black Doc Martens, Fred Perry polo. A long cigarette, put on some Oasis and chill out.
Oh my God. But these are, I mean, they're pretty comfortable. And I don't know if you guys noticed this with Levi's, but I've noticed this personally that you have to go up a size, waist size. And I feel like that's on Levi's. And I feel like they should recalibrate their waist because they're making people feel fatter when they're not. And I just want to let people know that you should feel seen right now. If you're going to Levi's and you're like, what the fuck? I thought I was a 34 and you're a 35. You're not a 35. You're a 34. Trust me. It's Levi's.
And I'll say this, Nate, it's just a number, bro. Get over it. It means nothing. You are the one that's putting value on this. You are the one that's causing pain for yourself.
Exactly.
Those numbers mean nothing. That shit. That's what I say every time I fucking hop on the scale. I want to see a pic, by the way. I want to see, and you know, from all angles, by the way, need to see how
I'll send you a
ass.
Picture of my jeans, and then Jack, I'll send you a full sort of my naked body and my muscular development.
Thanks, man.
Wow, it's still sounding good coming out of. Is that a lampshade, by the way, dude?
I've got a fucking lampshade on top of my head now,
bro. This is when we crank it up to random o'clock. Is when.
How's this for a dating show, by the way?
You can totally see the person across from you.
Can you see me up in here?
Now I can see you, dude. It looks like we're about to go fencing.
Love is lamp.
Fencing with guns. That sounds like a book.
Instead of love is blind.
Fencing with guns. Wow.
Oh, love is lamp. That's good. Love is a light. Lamp. I'll do one. What's give to me joy? What gave me joy is the future. Actually,
really,
yeah, it's the future of getting Chick-fil-A. I think I'll do that later. I think I'll do that. I don't like doing that, man. But yeah, I'm gonna get some Chick-fil-A, chicken fillet. I eat that. That'll make me feel good. I like that. I had Chipotle. That was good too. But
are you getting Chick-fil-A. Waffle fries?
And some waffle fries.
Yeah, there for we
free.
Go.
Wow. Talk about
what happened to him.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
He should have a fucking multi-year fucking contract with Universal Studios or some shit right now, dude.
I love contracts. Exclusivity.
Sorry,
congruity.
What are you saying?
I was just gonna add one thing that gave me joy, which is bass singers, people who can sing really low. All right, Eric. Well, because I was watching a guy who sings really low in a choir.
I think we need to just sometimes give joy without any context. Because that's almost like a love on the spectrum. Like Jack likes
nothing funny about that.
Guys who can sing really low.
People who sing really low.
Okay, mine is. You know, I feel like I've had a phobia of cooking on the cast iron pan. And last night I made filet mignon steak. And by the way, I'm not making it because it's fancy, but there's just less fat up on that thing. You know, at least some of the cuts that have less fat. Made some filet mignon steak and cooked it perfect medium. Not medium rare, not well done, but perfect medium. And it was seared on every side, basted in some butter and garlic. Bro.
A happy medium. In the oven?
No, I don't need to put it in the oven, dude. Didn't need that. But I was thinking, Nate, come over. We'll have steak some night. We'll break your streak of sobriety. Have some red wine. Yeah. We're having a Cypher style night. Matrix style.
Cypher. We should night. Have Cypher nights. You know what I'm saying? Once a month. Dress up like, you know, like Cypher. Sunglasses. Like Cypher.
Or one of us needs to dress up like Mr. Smith and needs to be treating the other one to an amazing meal. Oh, and then the other one can kind of unload their problems.
And convincing them to stay in the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like that.
Pill world.
What'd you say?
Pill world.
Matrix pill world. I see what you're saying.
All right.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out all puppets. All puppets that are being used for good. Keep fucking fighting the good fight.
And check out Rap World on YouTube.
Please.
Please, man. Please. Okay. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.